Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome everyone on this Saturday evening. And thank you for being here. Because last session, Ravan Vadh is done. I guess little enthusiasm is low now. Thinking end of Ram Katha is already done. But actually there's still a lot more to discuss and learn. So we'll be continuing Shri Ram Katha maybe another 3 weeks, including today. So after today we'll have two more sessions, one on 10th and then 17th. And then we'll come back to our regular routine discussions from Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so we'll start with invocation prayers.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tushe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalam Garuda Dvaja Mangalam Pundarikaksha, Mangalaya Tano Hari Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindayo Namo Namaha Namah Pankaja Nabhaya Namah Pankaja Maline Namah Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangare Loka Bhiramam Ranarangadhiram Rajiva Netram Raghuvanshanatham Karunya Rupam Karuna Karantam Shri Ramachandram Sharanam Prapate Janaksuta Jagajanani Janaki Atishya Priya Karuna Nidhanaki Take Jugapada Kamalamanavahu Jasukripa Nirmalamatipavahu सिया राम मैं सब जग जानी करो प्रणाम जोरे जुग पानी मनोजवम मारुतुल्य वेगम जितेन्द्रियम बुद्धिमताम वरिष्ठम वतात्मजम वानयुक्त मुख्यम श्रीराम दूतम शरणम प्रपद्ये Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nijamana Mukur Sudhar Varnau Raghuvar Vimal Jas Jodayak Falchar बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देह मोहे हरौ कलेश विकार सियावर राम जय जय राम मेरे प्रभु राम जय जय राम जय सीताराम जय श्री राधेश Okay, so once again, welcome and thank you for being here. So we'll continue our discussion from where we ended last time. So in the last session of Sri Ram Katha, we mainly discussed about the war between Lord Ram's army and Ravana's army. Various aspects, Lakshmana's fighting with Meghanath, being injured by Meghanath and Hanuman bringing Sanjeevani. Then Kumbhakarna and Lord Ram's fight, killing Kumbhakarna. Again Lakshmana and Meghanath war and killing of Meghanath. Then Lord Ram and Ravan fight. And finally Lord Ram killing Ravana by shooting arrow, cutting all his 10 heads, 20 arms and piercing the arrow through his navel, drying up the pot of nectar. So thus finally killing Ravan. And we were discussing a little another aspect of killing Ravana. As Ravana's head are being cut, as Ravana's arms are being cut, but they again and again reappear. So what does it represent is, it represents our whimsical activities, our negative tendencies. Even though once we hear from some authority, we hear from some senior devotees, some saintly people, once our head falls in shame, we promise not to have any negative thoughts or negative tendencies, negative feelings. We promise not to engage in any negative activity, wrong activities. So that represents like falling of our head or falling of our arms. But again, sometime later, the head pops up. Again engaging in those negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative activities. So that represents Ravana's head again appearing and Ravana's arms again coming back. So killing of Ravana doesn't mean just externally burning the effigy of Ravana. What does killing of Ravana really represent? Is killing the Ravana or Ravana-like tendencies which are hidden in the core of our heart. All these negative tendencies are there. Lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, claiming proprietorship on something. So all these anarthas are there in the heart. To kill Ravana means killing the Ravana-like mentality, killing the Ravana-like propensities. So if we keep those tendencies alive in our heart, it means we are keeping the Ravana alive inside us. But if we want to transform our heart from Lanka to Ayodhya, means giving up those negative tendencies. What does Ayodhya signify? So what does Ayodhya mean? So Ayodhya is Ayuddha. Iti sah Ayodhya. Ayuddha means there is no war. There is no frustration. There is no duality. There is no confusion. So that is Ayodhya. But inside us, every time there is some war going on between positive and negative. There is always a duality, always a confusion. Always some frustration for something. So all these things are there. It means our heart is not Ayodhya. Right now it's like Lanka. But we need to transform it into Ayodhya. So there are generally in the beginning, when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, or even before coming to the stage of Krishna consciousness, so there are two aspects. One is, we are completely in the ignorant stage, right? Just going with our mundane life, all those materialistic activities are going on, just following the flow of life. So even though sometime we may have the inner voice, no, you should not do this wrong activity. That is wrong. We should associate with positive people, associate with saintly people, do some spiritual activities. But that voice, even though that voice sometime comes, but the voice is so dim, it just gets ignored. But even if, let's say, somebody start taking the association, start coming to association, start practicing little bit, what happens sometime is, so we have practiced a little bit, we have made a tiny bit progress, and we start thinking, oh, I know a lot. So now I'm doing a lot, I'm a very religious person, very spiritual person. And we make a stick of our what we are doing and start beating everybody else with that stick. See, you don't know anything. I know a lot. I go to temple, I go to satsang program, I hear, I know a lot. And we start finding fault with anybody and everybody. Whatever somebody else is doing, oh, you are wrong. What I am doing, that is the right thing. So in the beginning stage, a lot of time that happened. So either somebody is completely ignorant, or if somebody starts practicing little bit, then that level of pride comes. So in both stages, we are keeping the Ravana alive. So for example, once one person, so he was associating with somebody, some devotee, and this devotee used to get up in the morning and he will do his sadhana. So they were traveling together. One day this person asked the devotee friend, so tomorrow wake me up also early. I also want to get up early. So this person woke him up morning, Brahma Muhurat, 4:30, 5 o'clock. So this person woke up. Now after getting up, what did he start doing? He started criticizing the others. See, look at all these people. Nonsense, they are still sleeping. They should get up and do something. They are sleeping so long hours. So is that the purpose of getting up in the morning early? So you got up early to engage in some positive activities. So practice for your own practice. But if rather than doing that, we just start finding fault with everybody else. Is that the purpose of our practice, our sadhana? So when we are practicing, when we are making slight progress, it doesn't mean we just start criticizing everybody and anybody. So we should realize we also came from same walk of life. So earlier maybe we were also in the same shoes. Now we are trying to make progress. So not staying completely ignorant stage, or not becoming proud of what we are doing, what we are engaging into in any positive spiritual activities, then we can curb the real negative tendencies. And if we really want to transform our heart into Ayodhya, what does Ayodhya really signifies? So when Lord Ram was established as the king, the duration of his kingdom is known as Ram Rajya. It's a very famous word, Ram Rajya. And everybody still look forward to Ram Rajya, establishing Ram Rajya. So what does Ram Rajya really mean? So at the time of Lord Ram, there was no calamities in his kingdom. Nobody will die premature. The elderly does not have to do the cremation for their younger ones. And the most important aspect was in Ram Rajya, why people were so happy, why people were peaceful, there was no tendency of comparison. Not comparing with anybody, but being satisfied with what we have. But in current society, our real problem is not what we lack, but because of what others have. Because of our comparison tendency with others, we keep comparing with others. Oh, he has that much, I don't have that. Once one person went to the forest, he wanted to find out what is the most celebrated bird What is the most famous bird? So this person approached the crow. Asked the crow, are you happy? And this crow, no, I'm not happy, I'm so miserable. As soon as I open my mouth, people throw stone at me. Nobody want to hear my voice and I'm black in color. So ugly. So I'm miserable. But I think this cuckoo bird, the koel, she must be happy. Even though she is also blackish in color, but her voice is so beautiful, melodious. So maybe she must be very happy. So the person told the crow, okay, let's go to that cuckoo bird and ask her if she is happy. So they both went to the cuckoo. Are you happy? You must be happy. Your voice is so melodious. She said, no, my voice may be melodious. That's fine. But I'm blackish in color. Look at the swan. It's pure white. Nice color. Floating in the waters. He must be very happy. They said, okay, let's all go to the swan and ask the swan if he's happy. So they come to the swan. Are you happy? No, I'm just one color, white. Look at the parrot. The greenish color and the beak is reddish color. So multicolor, at least two colors. And he also does the chirping and very melodious. So he must be very happy. Let's all go to the parrot and ask the parrot if he is happy. So they all come to parrot. Are you happy? Parrot said, no, I'm not happy. Look at the peacock. I'm just dual color, two colors. Green and red beak. Look at the peacock, multicolor. And when peacock sings during the rainy season, so attractive. He must be very happy. Let's all go to peacock. Ask the peacock if peacock is happy. So they all come to peacock. Sir, are you happy? No, I'm so miserable. See, everybody want to catch me. Take my feathers. Put me in the cage. So everybody is behind me. My life is miserable. I think so. What do you think? Who is happy? So he said, I think the crow must be very happy. See, nobody is trying to catch him, to put him in the cage. Just flies freely everywhere. So it all comes back to the crow. So same way in this material world, we are just looking at each other. Oh, this person must be very happy. Nice house, maybe nice family, nice cars, nice job. So just getting into this comparison thing and making ourselves miserable, not being satisfied with what we have, but thinking of something else. That will make me happy. So same thing happens in devotional circle also. Even though we start practicing this comparison tendency, it's very hard to give up. So that comparison tendency comes in. Oh, that Prabhu, he gives very nice class. That Mataji, she cooks very nice. That Prabhu, he does such nice deity worship. That Prabhu, oh, he is such a nice melodious singer. So all this comparison tendency within the devotional practice also continues in that way. Not being satisfied with what Krishna has given me as a talent in his service, what I can do for Krishna's service using whatever I have, but thinking of something else. So everybody is unique. Everybody has their unique abilities. So best is to use our abilities to whatever extent we can in Krishna's service. Not thinking of, oh, what if I could do that? That will never make us happy. So killing the Ravana-like tendencies, being content with what Krishna has given us, and then we can make our life successful, make our life peaceful. So coming back to the point of, after Lord Ram killed Ravana, so after killing of Ravana, now Bhavishna is little morose that because of me, my brother got killed. And so Lord Ram instructed him that do the final ritual for Ravana, final ritual for your brother. And Lord Ram also addresses Ravana as his elder brother. See, Ravana, so he tells Bhavishna, Ravana was your elder brother, So, like you, he is my elder brother too. Magnanimity of Lord Ram. He is addressing Ravana as his elder brother. That Ravana is Vibhishana's elder brother, so he, same way he is my elder brother. So he instructs Vibhishana to do the final ritual. And what Lord Ram teaches is, once the person is finished, the enmity should be done with that. There is no point in keeping the enmity once the person is already gone. And enmity is not for the person. There is no envy towards the person or not fault finding with the person. It's with the tendencies, the wrong tendencies. So, and we should... So there is a proverb which says, hate the sin, not the sinner. So, looking at the wrong tendencies, but once the person is already gone, why to keep talking about that person? Try to understand what the wrong tendencies that person has and trying to avoid those kind of mentality and those tendencies. So Lord Ram instructs Vibhishan to do the final ritual, and there Mandodari. So all the queens of Ravana, all the wives of Ravana, when they heard the news, Ravana is killed. So they are devastated. And Mandodari is thinking, I need to go to Lord Ram, to take shelter of Lord Ram. And with what face I will go approach Lord Ram? My husband did so wrong things, kidnapped the wife of Lord Ram, and had the enmity towards Lord Ram. So how will I show my face to Lord Ram? How will I go approach him? What will he tell me? How will he behave with me? So but finally she gets up in the palanquin. She is taken to Lord Ram. So as soon as the curtain of the palanquin is opened, she comes out of the palanquin. Lord Ram pays obeisances to her, addresses her as mother. Because that is Lord Ram's nature, considering every other woman as his mother. So he addresses even Mandodari as mother, even though she was the wife of Ram's biggest enemy, in one sense. So Mandodari takes shelter of Lord Ram, surrenders unto Lord Ram, and finally the ritual ceremony, the final Antyeshti, Ravana's final ritual is done. Without considering his motive first to bring back Mother Sita, Lord Ram wants to establish Vibhishan as the king of Lanka first. So he sends Lakshman and Hanuman that you go in the city of Lanka, you make all the preparations for establishing Ravana as establishing Vibhishan as the king. He said, I cannot go inside the city because of the promise I have made to my father that 14 years I will stay in the rural, stay in the forest, not entering in the city, not accepting any of the facilities of the city. So I will not go inside, but you should go and make all the arrangements for establishing Vibhishan as the king. So Lakshmana and Hanuman with all other Vanaras, they go establish, do the ceremony for making Vibhishana as the king. So once that ceremony is done, they again come back to Lord Ram. So now Lord Ram sends Hanuman. That Hanuman, you go and give the news to Sita. So she is still in Lanka, she is still in Ashok Vatika. So you go and give the news to Sita that Ravana has been killed and see what is her feeling and what does he desire? What does she desire? So Lord Ram is not just expecting that Sita will all of a sudden come back. He wants to first find out what is her desire. What is her mentality? Is she willing to come back or what is her feeling now? Because what had happened was during the war, Meghnath had spread the Maya and he made an illusion that he had killed Ram and Lakshman, or basically when they were bind in the Nagpash. So it was appearing as if Ram and Lakshman, they are dead, they are killed. So at that time, Ravan instructed the Rakshasis that take Sita and Pushpak Viman and give her the tour of the war field. Let her see what all has happened and make her think Ram and Lakshman are killed. So, but eventually all that was the Maya. So, but Sita, she was devastated seeing that scene. Even though Trijata tried to pacify her that this is just the Maya, this is the illusion which Meghanath has created. So Lord Ram and Lakshman are still okay, they are alive, so don't worry about that. So here Lord sends Hanuman to find out what Sita really wants now. Does she want to come back? What is her mentality? So Lord does not force any living entities to approach him. He gives complete free will. What is the free will of the living entity? If she is willing to come back to the Lord, if she still wants to keep wandering around in this material world. So with that bhav, he sends Hanuman. As Hanuman goes inside Lanka, now there is a big difference in how Hanuman has gone first time in Lanka versus when he goes now in Lanka. So when Hanuman came first time in Lanka in searching for Mother Sita, after he devastated Ashok Vatika, he was bound by Meghanath and he was taken to the court of Ravana. All these demons, they came, they were kicking Hanuman, they were laughing at Hanuman. So they were making fun of Hanuman. So now when Hanuman went inside after this whole victory to Ashok Vatika, so whatever demons, they saw Hanuman coming. Now everybody is running towards Hanuman, glorifying Hanuman, doing arati for Hanuman. So everybody came, they did arati for Hanuman, they glorified him. Finally Hanuman entered in Ashok Vatika. So all these demonesses brought Hanuman in front of Mother Sita. And as Hanuman gave the news that Lord Ram has killed Ravan, we have got the victory. So Sita was very happy that please immediately take me to Lord Ram. And first of all, she tells Hanuman that giving me this news, you have given me new life. And I bless you with all, that all the good qualities may reside in your heart. So she blesses Hanuman. May all the good qualities make you your home, their home. And same thing, Lord Ram also mentions actually in Uttarakhand, there is one instance when all the sages came in the assembly of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram asked, please tell me about Hanuman. Tell me the pastimes of Hanuman's appearance. So Lord Ram wanted to ask about Hanuman. And what does he say is, he is saying Hanuman appears to be the house of all the good qualities. Kshoryam, daksham, balam, dharyam, pragyata naya sadhanam, vikramascha, prabhavascha, hanumati kritalyaha. So Lord Ram is saying Hanuman is the storehouse of all the good qualities. And I want to know about Hanuman. And Mother Sita gave that benediction to Hanuman. May all the good qualities reside in your heart. So after giving the news and getting the message from Sita, Hanuman comes back and tells Lord Ram that Mother Sita is waiting for you to call her back. He has waited so long. And then Lord Ram finally sends. He tells Bhivishan that you, Lakshman and Hanuman, please go and bring Sita back. So finally Lord Ram asks for Mother Sita to come back. And as Bhivishana goes, he orders all the Rakshasis to dress up Mother Sita. He gifts so much ornaments and clothes, jewelry to Mother Sita. Instruct all the demonesses to dress up Mother Sita and bring her in front of Lord Ram. So after decorating Mother Sita, dressing her up nicely, they are bringing Mother Sita in the palanquin. As the palanquin is approaching, all the vanaras, they are rushing in the front to have a glimpse of Mother Sita, to take darshan of Mother Sita. And as Lord Ram sees that all the vanaras are rushing into each other, there may be a trumpet, So let's avoid that scenario. So he instructs, have Sita step out of the palanquin and just walk in the middle of all the vanaras and rakshasis so that everybody can take darshan. So as finally Mother Sita gets down, walking in the middle of everybody, comes in front of Lord Ram. Now there is again a twist of story, right? So even though Lord Ram is waiting for Mother Sita to come, Sita is waiting to be reunited with Lord Ram. But as soon as Mother Sita comes in the front, it's not that Lord Ram just rushed and hugged Mother Sita. Oh, I found you or got you after so long. I had been waiting for you. Or Mother Sita rushed into Lord Ram, as it happens in movie scenes, right? As the hero and heroine meet, they just hug each other and there is a background music going on or something. So nothing like that happened actually. So in the modern, whatever Ramayana series have come recently, in that also there's a lot of misrepresentation. They just show Sita and Ram finally come together, they meet and end of story. They lived happily ever after. So as Sita came there, Lord Ram had complete different behavior. So both Valmiki Ramayana and Ramacharitmanas describe, even though Ramacharitmanas, Tulsidas ji mentioned just in one phrase, he said, Lord Ram used very harsh words. That's it. He just entered like that. But in Valmiki Ramayana, Valmiki ji mentioned what happened there, and Acharyas explained what is the real Leela behind that. So to understand that whole Leela, because people blaspheme or fault find even with the activities of Lord Ram, even though we call Lord Ram as Maryada Purushottam, but still there are a few things which people do as a fault finding. Oh, why did Lord Ram do this? So Lord Ram spoke very harsh words, and what did he say to Mother Sita? He said, don't consider that I came all the way here for you to get you back. Don't think I had so much love for you that because of just to get you back, I raised this war against Ravana. I did all that just to protect my own reputation. That nobody should say in future that Ram was the king. He was such a powerful Kshatriya and he couldn't do anything. His wife was stolen and he couldn't even punish the miscreant. So just to save the reputation of Raghukul, to save the reputation of my father and all the other descendants in Raghukul dynasty, for that, for protection of that, I just raised this war to punish Ravana. It's not that I did it for you, to get you back. And then he says, when Ravana came to kidnap you, he touched you, and when you were in Ravana's city, he may not have resisted staying away from you for so long. So I give you complete freedom. You can go wherever you want. You can stay here in Lanka under the protection of Vibhishana. If you want, you can stay under the protection of Sugriva and Kishkindha. If you want, you can come stay under the protection of Bharat or Shatrughan. If you want, you can stay under the protection of Hanuman somewhere in the forest. So you are free to go anywhere as you like. As Sita, as Mother Sita heard these words of Lord Ram, she was completely devastated, not expecting this behavior of Lord Ram. And she starts crying and tell Hanuman, there is no point of me living anymore. So she tells Lakshman, please arrange a pyre of wood and lighten up the fire. Better I just jump into the fire and give up my life. So actually if we see, people say there was Agni Pariksha, that Lord Ram asked Sita to give Agni Pariksha. But if you really see, Lord Ram himself personally never said those words, that to prove your chastity, you have to enter into the fire and prove that you are still pure. So Lord Ram just left that. It's Sita instead who said, better I just jump in the fire and give up my life. and what, why this whole scene is happening in this whole play. So we have to understand Lord Ram and Mother Sita, what is their position and why they are doing this Leela. So who is Mother Sita actually?
I think I know what she is. Okay. She is the perfect example of a devotee to Lord Ram.
Yes, so she is the perfect devotee of Lord Ram, yes. She is the eternal consort of the Lord. So, in the beginning of Ramayana, there is an invocation prayer for Mother Sita describing her position. And it says, Udvava sthiti sanghar karanim, klesha haranim, sarvashreyaskaram karim sitam, natoham rama ballabham. Udvava sthiti sanghar karanim, klesha haranim, sarv shreyaskarim sitam, natoham rama ballabham. I pay obeisances to the beloved of Lord Ram. She is the cause of creation, maintenance and sustenance. She removes all the inauspicious things and she provides all the auspiciousness in life. So in one sense, when say Udvava sthiti sanghar karanim, from Janaki ji, Brahma gets the power for creation. From Mother Janaki, Vishnu gets the power of maintenance. From Janaki, Lord Shiva gets the power of destruction. And she is the cause of removing all the obstacles, all the inauspiciousness. She is the cause of giving all the auspiciousness in life. And I pay my obeisances to that beloved of Lord Ram. So that is Mother Sita. So she is the internal potency of the Lord. And who is Ram? So he is the Supreme Lord. And why does Lord comes? Why does Lord appear in this material world along with all his potencies? If we want to understand the purpose of Lord's appearance, who is the perfect person to tell? The one who is one of the main associate of the Lord, one of the main characters in this whole Leela. So the whole Ram Katha is, if you consider, is like a nice necklace. And in the necklace there are pearls, beads, and then some there is nice pendant. So in that whole necklace of Ram Leela, one of the nice pendant is Hanumanji. So Hanuman is a very close associate of the Lord and one of the major characters in this whole Ram Leela. And what does Hanuman say about Lord's appearance? So Hanuman says Lord's purpose of appearance in this world is not just to kill the demoniac or to protect the devotees. Yes, Lord says, I come in this material world to protect my devotees, to kill the miscreants. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham, pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharam sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come again and again in different millenniums to punish the miscreants, to protect my devotees, to establish the religious principles. But that is not the main purpose of Lord's appearance. So what is the purpose of Lord's appearance? So Hanuman says, if Lord's purpose was just to come and kill these demons, he is sitting in everybody's heart as Paramatma. Sitting in the heart of everybody, he can just give him a heart attack, sitting in his heart and finish his Leela. But that is not the purpose of Lord's appearance. So what is the purpose of Lord's appearance? So he says,
establish Yuga Dharma.
Establish Yuga Dharma, yes. But what is the main principle of Lord's appearance?
To come and see his devotees.
To come and see his devotees.
To deliver his devotees.
Yeah. Okay. So Hanuman says, the purpose of Lord's appearance, the purpose of appearance is to come in this world to teach the material people, teach the people in this material world. by his example, how to act, how to conduct the life, how to live in this material world. What should be the principles followed? And he gives the example. When Vibhishan came to take shelter of Lord, so as Vibhishan came with his ministers, in the beginning everybody objected. So Greece said, no, we cannot trust Vibhishan. He is the brother of our biggest enemy. He is from the enemy side. How can we trust him? Even Lakshman said, oh, he is the brother of enemy. We should not trust him. So everybody was against that. And at that time, and say, Lord Ram said, if somebody has come to take shelter, my nature is to give him protection. So no matter what everybody else says, I will take him under my shelter. So now if everybody thinks that you asked our opinion, but now you are not listening to our opinion, what is the point of giving you opinion? Why we are here to rescue our life, to risk our lives in this war? So Lord Ram said, if Sugriv thinks that way, he is free to go back to Kishkindha. He doesn't have to stay here. If Lakshmana want, he also can go back. Hanuman also can go back. I don't need anybody. My nature is to give protection. Who has ever come under my protection? I cannot give up that nature. But to kill Ravana, I don't need the help of any of you. If you want, all of you can go back. Ravana can be killed sitting here. If Lord Ram just lifts one finger, he even doesn't say which hand finger, left hand or right hand, and which finger, index finger or pinky finger. If Lord Ram lifts just one finger, he can kill all the demons. So Hanuman is giving this pastime. He is telling, Lord's purpose of appearing in this world is not to kill the demoniac. He can kill all these demons just sitting at one place. But his purpose is to give protection to devotees and to show by his example what should be the ideal example in the society as an ideal husband, ideal father, ideal brother, ideal son, ideal friend. So Lord came to show by his own example. See, Manu Maharaj, he established Manu Samhita. And what is Manu Samhita? Manu Samhita is code of conduct. Right? In this material world, for people to follow the principles, how to live in this world. So Manu Maharaj, with the inspiration of the Lord, he compiled that scripture, Manu Samhita. But he could not find anybody who can show by his example to live up to those what he compiled. And Manu Maharaj, along with Satarupa, his wife, they went into the forest for doing austerities to please the Lord. And as Lord appeared in front of them, asking him, what benediction do you want? What does Manu Maharaj say? I want a son like you. See, when we ask somebody something from the Lord, generally what do we ask? That what you don't have. Right? If somebody is asking from the Lord, generally we will ask something which you don't have. Now Manu Maharaj, was he lacking anything in the family? Did he not had any son? Manu had two sons and three daughters. And his sons were also very illustrious sons. One son, Uttanapad. Another one, Priyavrat. One son who, riding on his chariot, he divided the earth into seven segments, generated these oceans and made the seven continents on earth. And Uttanapad, whose son Dhruva is the greatest devotee of the Lord. So Manu Maharaj had the sons and grandsons in his family and even daughters also. One of his daughters is Devahuti, whose husband is, who is that? Kardam Muni. And Kardam Muni and Devahuti had a son as Kapil Muni, who is Lord himself. So Manu Maharaj did not had any lacking in terms of sons or daughters or grandsons in the family. But what did he, why did he again ask? I want a son like you. Why? Because he is thinking, I had composed this Manu Samhita, I did not find anybody who can live up to that Aksharsa as word to word. So he want Lord to personally appear as his son and show by his example, living word by word, what is written in Manu Samhita as the code of life, code of conduct. That's why he asked the Lord, I want a son like you. So Lord appeared as Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ram lived exactly as an ideal person, establishing all the ideal principles. So Lord is known as Maryada Purushottam. Right? That's why we call Lord Ram as Maryada Purushottam. He followed everything. And but still, when Lord Ram went into the forest, when he was in the exile, traveling with Lakshman and Mother Sita, so Mother Sita told once Lord Ram that you are Maryada Purushottam, you are the manifestation of Dharma itself, Ramo Vigravana Dharma. You are the personification of Dharma, to show by your example how to live. But I'm just trying to remind you, I'm not trying to teach you. Generally now the wives have a tendency, right, to teach the husbands. So you just follow what I say. Don't use your brain. So Mother Sita is saying, don't take it wrong, I'm just trying to remind you. Don't think I'm trying to teach you. But you are known as Dharma personification, Maryada Purushottam. You are an ideal example for everybody, everything. Even though somebody may rise to the top, but there is always something, if somebody does wrong, one can fall down from its position. So there are three things which can make somebody fall down from their position. No matter how powerful or how glorious one may be. And what are these three faults which can make somebody fall down?
Pride.
So one, as Madhya Sita is telling, one is asatya bhashan, speaking a lie. No matter somebody, how great somebody is, or at what stage, what position somebody is, if somebody speaks a lie, tries to hide a truth, and just makes up something, even though later that person may even speak the truth, but the person may not trust anymore. Ye to jhoothi bolte hai. So if sometime once person spoke a lie and somebody found it, no matter how much truth you are telling later, nobody is going to trust it. So asatya bhashan, that is the first fault which can make somebody fall down, no matter how superior, how powerful that person may be. And the other fault is pardhara vimarshanam, having a wrong eye on other women. And the third fault is bin varen rodrata, having without any enmity, showing an anger on somebody, without any reason, having anger on somebody. So she is saying, I know you are the personification of Dharma, you don't have any fault. You don't have, I cannot even imagine the first and second fault, that you can never tell a lie. Ragukul reet sada chaliyai, pran jai par vachan na jai. So you can never tell a lie and you cannot give up your word. And I have full confidence, you cannot even, can never see other women with a wrong vision. You always consider every other woman as your mother Kaushalya. But I am sensing that you have shown anger without any reason on all this demon dynasty, on this Rakshasa dynasty. Why did you make this promise or this, why did you take this vow? Nishchar vihin karu mahisari. that I will get the earth rid of all the demon dynasty, Rakshasa dynasty. They did not cause any harm to you. They did not do anything to you, and you have made shown such anger on them. So that may taint your good reputation. You should have at least consulted me once. I am your Sahadharmachari. I am your wife. Right? The responsibility of the husband is, for any religious purpose or anything, to consult the wife also. So you should have consulted me also at least. And you have made such a, shown an anger and made this promise, which can taint your good reputation. But, so Lord Ram said, whatever promise I have made, I cannot break that promise. That is my nature. I can give up my life. I can give up you and Lakshmana also. But I cannot give the vow I have taken to protect the Brahmanas. So Mother Sita said, if you cannot give your vow, if you cannot give up that, so I will also do my part. I will also do my sacrifice so that your character is spotless. So your reputation is spotless. So I will go to the house of Ravana to make an excuse so that nobody claims that you have destroyed all the Rakshasa dynasty for no reason. So I will go to the house of Ravana. So she establishes her Maya form and enter inside the fire, give herself in the shelter of Agnidev, and establishes the Maya Devi, Maya Sita, which was kidnapped by Ravana. So when Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita, it was not the original Sita, it was Maya Sita, the Chaya Sita, the shadow of Mother Sita. The original Sita was taken by Agnidev in his shelter. So all this whole episode happened. And now, see, Lord Ram and Mother Sita are actually doing their Leela, right? All this whole pastime. And as I mentioned in the previous session also, Lord Ram is in full control of what all is happening. He is the scriptwriter, he is the director, and he is the best actor in this whole drama. Right? So he himself is the scriptwriter. What is going to happen and how is going to happen? He is instructed the material energy, the Maya Devi, to take care of all, to make arrangement for everything. And he is acting out his part, and Mother Sita is acting out his part, and all the characters which have come to participate in Lord's Leela, they are doing their part. So Mother Sita also knows what all is happening, why it is happening. So another instance to understand that is actually Hanuman describe, again Hanuman, who describes this pastime. As Hanuman came in Ashok Vatika for the first time to meet Mother Sita, so at that time Hanuman was hiding on the tree when Ravana came to scare Mother Sita or to allure Mother Sita. And after Ravana was gone, after showing his sword and scaring Mother Sita, Sita is crying and Hanuman comes in the front. So there is a talk between Hanuman and Sita. So I don't want to repeat the whole thing. I just want to come to the point which I want to focus here now. So at that time, Mother Sita told Hanuman, or asked Hanuman, why did Lord forgot me? So as if looks appears like Lord has completely forgot me and given me up. And Hanuman is asking, why do you think Lord has forgotten you? She said, when Jayant came, he attacked on my foot. And at that time, Lord became so angry, he sent his arrow behind Jayant to punish him. So finally, when Jayant came back, he pierced his eye out to punish him. And now, somebody has kidnapped me and Lord has not done anything. And Hanuman said, Mother, don't think Lord has not done anything. And you are saying Lord sent his arrow behind Jayant, but was it really an arrow? So Mother said, no, it was not an arrow. Actually, it was a blade of grass which Lord shoot behind Jayant as his arrow. So Hanuman said, okay, so it was not really an arrow. It was a blade of grass, but it appeared as if the arrow of Lord Ram. So maybe now also Lord has sent his arrow, but maybe it is in a different form and not visible to anybody in the form of arrow. So Mother Sita, okay, What form? So Hanuman folds his hands. I am the arrow of Lord Ram. When Hanuman started his journey, what was written there? Tehi amog Raghupati Karbana. So Jehi amog Raghupati Karbana, Tehi Bhanti Chaleu Hanumana. Hanuman went like the arrow of Lord Ram. So Hanuman said, now also Lord has sent his arrow. It is not may visibly appear as the arrow of the Lord. So in what form is that? So mother, this is me who Lord has sent as his arrow. So mother Sita became very happy. Oh, Lord Ram didn't forget me. He has sent somebody in my for my protection. And so if somebody else may have thought at that time, somebody else was on Hanuman's position, he will get proud of. See, I made her understand. Finally, she understand. But Hanuman, with full humility, he immediately fell at the feet of Mother Sita. Trahimam, Mother, please save me from your Maya. I know you know everything. You are just doing this Leela. But you already know everything. So Mother Sita asked, how do you know I know everything? That I already know. How can you say that? So he said, when I was hiding in the tree, when Ravana came to scare you, at that time, when Ravana showed you his Chandrahas Talwar and was trying to scare you, so as he was trying to scare you, you picked up a blade of grass. You picked up like that and you used the word Kal Sudhi Nahi Raghuveer Ke Baan Ki. You don't know about the arrow of Lord Ram. So you already knew that Lord's arrow has come here and I am not alone here. And somebody is here with me for my protection. So you already knew that Lord's arrow is here. So Hanuman is again enlightening the whole pastime, lightening up the whole pastime. So Lord Ram, Mother Sita, they are playing their whole Leela. Even though outwardly people may not understand why it is happening, how it is happening, but they are in the full control of everything. So here also, when Mother Sita has come now and she is entering into the fire, or while Lord Ram said those harsh words to Mother Sita, that is also part of the Leela, as an external Leela. So why Mother Sita is entering into the fire? Externally it may appear Lord is giving up Sita and Sita want to give up her life. But the internal Leela is, Lord, no, this is Chaya Sita and I need to get my real Sita. And that is under the custody of Agnidev. So when the Chaya Sita will enter into the fire, the original Sita will come out. But externally, Lord is doing that pastime again to teach the people also. And what is the teaching here? So that in the future, nobody just claims, oh, Lord Ram accepted Mother Sita. And every other woman can think, I can do whatever I like, I can stay out for months and years, and everybody should accept me in the society. So people can misquote this whole pastime, this whole Leela, if Lord Ram accepted Mother Sita without any objection. So people may misquote it, misrepresent it, and everybody can just take it lightly. So here Sita was forcibly kidnapped. But in the future, the scenario may happen, the woman may run away willingly also with somebody. And then they may accept that somebody should accept them, or they may expect that somebody should accept them, consider them still pure, and accept them in the society, accept them in the family. Because this is what is happening these days, right? Women have the tendency, they will give up the family, they will leave behind everybody, and just go away with whomever they like. Even the cases are women can give up their husband and go away with somebody else. So at that time there was one Ravana. Now in the society there are many Ravanas. That Ravana actually claimed himself to be Ravana. He said, yes, I am Ravana. But now everybody thinks himself to be Ram. And they think other to be Ravana. Right? So everybody think, oh, I am Ram. I don't have any problem. But other, he has so much problem in. So other person is Ravana, but I am Ram. So everybody thinks themselves as Ram. So just to establish the principle, establish an example for others, Lord Ram, Mother Sita did this whole Leela, which is known as Agni Pariksha, which is really Lord Ram getting Mother Sita back. And as Sita entered into the fire, so Lakshmana, when she told Lakshmana to arrange the pyre of wood, put it on fire, Lakshmana was devastated. And Lakshmana is looking at Lord Ram, but couldn't say anything to Lord Ram against him. So with tears in his eyes, finally, after being implored again and again by Mother Sita, he brings the wood and put it the pyre, wood pyre, and put it to fire. And Mother Sita unhesitatingly entered inside the fire. And people saw all the ornaments, everything burned. But the fire became like a cooling, sandalwood, not doing any harm to Mother Sita. And then finally, Agni Dev appeared, holding the hand of Mother Sita and giving it to Lord Ram, that please accept Sita, she is pure, there is no taint on her character, she is completely pure, she is never thought of any other man, and giving it to Lord Ram. So finally Lord Ram accepts Mother Sita in the eyes of everybody, which is again as external Leela of Lord, and all the other Devi Devatas, Brahma, Lord Shiva, everybody appeared on the scene praying or glorifying Lord Ram, glorifying Mother Sita. So we'll stop this particular pastime here with a few minutes of singing the glories of Lord Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram.
Jai
Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram, Patita Pavan Sita Ram.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram, Patita Pavan Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, bhaj pyare tu Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, bhaj
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, bhaj pyare tu Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, bhaj pyare tu Sita Ram.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram, Patita Pavan Sita Ram.
Sita
Ram, Sita Ram, bhaj pyare tu Sita Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram,
श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की जय, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय, श्रीमद् रामायण की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।